Rich Kimble, Kerry Haskell. Time to talk Celtics. And to do that, we welcome into the program from Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast, our friend John Corrales. Hello there, John.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Doing very well, thanks. How's your Tuesday so far?
Great.
Getting ready to go on vacation. How good is that?
That makes it even better. Yes. Enjoying a nice vacation. I had to wait until the last 2 weeks before training camp to give myself the best chance that Brad Stevens is not going to make another move.
Well, seriously, have you ever taken a vacation? I don't remember you, all the years you've been coming on with us, you ever missing.
No. You know, I haven't gone on a go-away, unplug vacation in a long time. So it's probably been like 10 years. So I'm very much overdue. All my vacation time has always been like short-term things, places where I could take a phone call and all of that. But this time, I'm leaving you all behind.
I'm unplugging.
That's it.
Good for you. Well, much deserved. Well, hope you enjoy that. Well, let's find out what we can before you go away for a couple of weeks. And let's start with something you talked about on the podcast and a Boston Sports Journal. And that's the new coach. Can Udoka make some kind of meaningful connection with this Celtics team?
Yeah, that's a big question for this season. Obviously, I'm doing this 20 questions series for Boston Sports Journal, and that's one of them, that the connection that he can make, what level of connection can he make to this team? Can he really get to the heart and get these guys to buy in and really get them to play hard for him? I think there's going to be an initial boost of playing hard for Udoka, but he also has to live up to the X's and O's. He has to live up to holding people accountable. He has to live up to a lot of things where the initial kind of honeymoon period, he wants to be able to carry that into and convert it into just complete buy-in during the duration of his coaching tenure. And so that is going to be really important. I think he's going to have Tatum and Brown pretty quickly. They're going to be on his side pretty quickly. And the key is keeping them on his side, fully engaged, so the rest of the team can buy in. If he gets that, then this team can overachieve.
Now, I want to know how much influence you have, since it seems that you willed this most recent Celtics trade into existence.
I've been talking a little bit about Juancho Hernangómez as a reclamation project for a while. And the reason I have is simply because I felt like he fit into a trade exception that the Celtics had, that he fit into a need that the Celtics had. He was a guy that was very disappointing last season for Minnesota, yet he has had some success in the past. It felt like everything was lining up for his current team to move on from him, which they did, and another team to come in and say, we are willing to give him a shot. And it's only one more guaranteed year. So they have this season. And if it doesn't work this season, then forget it. So I did identify him pretty early as a stretch four option. It's an area of need for the Celtics. So I guess the way I could put it is this. If I saw it, then that means it was an obvious move. And that's why Brad Stevens made it.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Farewell, Taco. We hardly knew you.
I know. poor Taco. His time in Boston is done. However, it was a nice little tenure in Boston. I think people really started to appreciate him here. I think the players really appreciate him here. I hope he gets a good situation in Cleveland. My guess is that he's going to get cuts in training camp and be one of those Exhibit 10 guys who gets cut and then assigned to the G League team and can develop there. And I think what's good about that is there's no expectation. It's just you're strictly a G League guy. Go there, develop, learn. There's no two-way anything. It's just we're going to have you play games. You're not going to come up and sit on the bench. It's not going to be a spectacle or anything like that. So I'm hoping that Taco finds himself a decent situation and can make some money playing basketball. And you know, we'll see. I know that if he does come to Boston, if the Cavaliers see fit to call him up for a return to Boston, it'd make him feel good to get out there and hear those applause.
No question about that. John, you wrote about the motivations for this Celtics team, their goals, and sometimes not all fans can appreciate that that's not necessarily a black and white and all or nothing issue. There are various stages along the path of what this team would like to accomplish.
Yeah, there's a lot when it comes to motivation, individually and team-wise. Do they see themselves as contenders? Do they see themselves as, are they committing to the bridge year? What are they doing here? What are they thinking with this team? And it can impact, do they want to develop the young guys? How much time do they give the young guys to develop? How many minutes do they play Tatum and Brown? Who starts and who doesn't? I think there are a lot of different ways that this can go. And also, you know, individually, I think guys have motivations. Dennis Schroeder has a different motivation than Jason Tatum, right? And the whole point of all of this is to just try to get them on the same page. It goes back to the initial question of Ime Udoka. Can he get everybody's motivations to match for enough of a basketball game to be a successful basketball team? And are they going to go for wins in situations where maybe that would mean playing Tatum and Brown a few extra minutes? Or are they going to say, look, this is a situation where we want to see Marcus Smart out there with Aaron Nesmith. Let's give Aaron Nesmith some clutch minutes and see what he can do in it at the NBA level. So it can be a little all over the place. And I think whatever the Celtics' motivations are, we'll be able to tell by how they do certain things. And then on top of that, the motivations can change. They can go in saying this is just going to be a strictly evaluation year, and then things could go better than expected, and they'll say, well, wait a minute, we might pivot. This might be an opportunity. Maybe there's an injury with the Brooklyn Nets or the Milwaukee Bucks, and they say, hey, this is an opportunity to strike. We're not going to miss this chance. So it's something that's kind of fluid.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast. One step closer to vacation. John, have a great couple of weeks. We will check up with you later in September when things are heating up, but hopefully Brad has not done anything.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right. We'll see you, John. John Corrales on Downtown.